Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Orlando, Florida. For those of you that know where this comes from, Orlando, one of my favorite musicals of all time. So I got to jump right in here, people, because there's shit up. And I'm finding I can't look away from it. It's just in my face. So to make a long story really short, there's physical, mental, and emotional things happening to people. That put their finger on weird things. Like a person who can't stop himself from walking, out for a walk, and he had to make himself run into a tree so he wouldn't walk out into the intersection. A person who got tingly feet in December and now is totally paralyzed from the neck down, and they don't have a clue why. A person who was in vitally good health, hikes, and is very active, and all of a sudden he's in severe anxiety and paranoia, thinking all kinds of people are after him. I mean, there's weird shit going on. And, you know, when you lead work like this, oftentimes the universe says, help thee, help. So you and I together are going to get to the highest thing of what this is about. I have pieces of it today, but I was told that you all are going to bring in pieces also. There's something about not what we did at Creation Station, but the information that was given to us at Creation Station. There's something about the merging of all energy, which means the merging of all God, which means the merging of all multiverses and parallel universes and all of time and space. It's all one, right? It's still a true statement that some people are getting caught in between. They're getting caught in between the integration, and the integration isn't fully taking place. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes. So please, as a community, come together with me to claim the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light, to bring all of this into balance and integration easily and joyfully and gosh, there's another word. I can feel what it is. I don't know what this means, but with class and style. Interesting. Okay, so we claim all energy is integrated, class and style, into one, and are directing the one energy of everything into divine love and divine health and divine wellness. And so it is. Okay, I'm going to go to the calls because I think you guys are going to bring in more stuff around this. Interesting that, LaVon, you're the first one up. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Good morning, Dee Dee. I want to thank you for a wonderful creation station. It was awesome to be together in the community like that.
Yeah,
so
boy.
So much fun.
It was so much fun and so much expansive information, huh?
It was. And one of the things that comes to mind is that the channel mentioned the winds. It's been really windy lately. And the things, good and not so good, that are coming in from other dimensions on that wind.
Yes. Yes, that's part of what we need.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Everybody who tests, please get out your pendulum and test with it. We need to direct the wind. I get a yes on that, LaVon. Do you get
yes.
a yes?
Absolutely.
And then they're showing me Ramtha, because Ramtha, if those of you that have read the white book, Ramtha says, I am the wind.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I don't have my books with me because I'm in Florida. Do I need my book? No. But we are going to a core belief now that we're know what ballpark we're working in. This page here. Yes. Okay. Oh, this makes perfect sense. That our brain and our heart are having trouble integrating all the energy, all the worlds,
all the dimensions.
Well, dimensions are a part of energy. As we learned in creation station, dimensions, time, space, universes, multiverses, parallel universes. It's all one.
All
it's
the same.
All God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We have to direct the integration of the brain, that's the highest word, and the heart within the wind of everything that is being carried in to integrate into this dimension, into this lifetime, is the highest word.
Lifetime, yes.
Wow. So we're directing
yes.
that, invoking the symbol formula by the flame, golden light. We are divine. That's where it is. Good. See, I knew I was, yes, there's two more pieces of information coming in. But I'm telling you, these are just bizarre things. You know, they're almost like things that would be in a science fiction movie.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. It was just like one of the movies you would be playing in.
Yeah. Okay, well, hold on. Now we're going there. We're literally going to science fiction. Okay, so they want you to know this is not science fiction. This is science truth.
This is real, yes.
The integration of all energy as one energy is the scientific truth. And so it is. Okay.
I had a question also.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it okay to ask a question or do you want to, because it's off topic.
No, no.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a big party to go to on Saturday at a local casino where I get 100 pulls maximum bet on a Megabucks machine to win $1 million. What's the biggest thing? I'm so excited. And what's the biggest thing I can get into alignment? Because this would totally change the...
LaVon, to know it's possible and to know you deserve it.
I do deserve it. I believe that.
Yep, I get a yes on that. When I say, you know, it's possible, it goes to sort of, kind of.
So work on the possibilities.
Well, just direct yourself to know that all things are possible. All things are possible. I dealt with the same concept coming here. So it's up for people in the community. So I always make an intention about how much I'm going to make in a weekend, because that's a direction for the energy. And the channel said 20,000. I went, oh, come on, guys. I've never made 20,000 in a weekend. And they said, oh, so you're limiting your possibilities.
Ooh.
And I am. So now I've got to go, well, why not? I know people that make 150 in a weekend. But
wow.
You see, the concept I have of myself and my worth,
ooh,
that is limiting the possibility of me making more money in a weekend than I've ever made before, which takes us to the zero point, because I can't create from, well, I've never done it before, so I'm basing it on that. I have to go, I've never created anything before, so I have nothing to base anything on. So I'm open to all possibilities of creation. That's
breaking
the zero
out of
point.
All those, right, we're breaking out of all those limitations now in every direction.
So go to the zero point before you turn that wheel, baby.
All righty. I get to do it 100 times.
Oh, wow. Well, and it may only take two, LaVon.
Can I just want to get it over with, you know, and have fun at the party?
Yeah. You go for it, girl. Okay?
Thanks, Dee Dee.
We all have to integrate our brain and our heart into all possibilities from the zero point, guys. Okay? Not based on anything else before in our life. All right.
That's
Have
right.
fun.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how fun would that be? Julie in Indiana, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Been having amazingly crazy, chaotic energy around me, and I'm trying very hard to stay grounded. And I guess my biggest question is, like, I've got all this pain in my feet that's going crazy, and I just wanted to know, like, how I should.
You're letting everybody else keep you stuck, Annie. You want to move. You want to move out of all of the crazy, stupid energy, and you're allowing them to define you and keep you stuck, and your feet are bringing that to your attention, that you're not moving within your own energy. Does that make sense to you?
It does. But then, you know, I went and broke my toe, and then I was like, gosh, I mean, I guess I'm being told to stay put. Like, I mean, there's so many things that have happened that tell me, like, stay, don't move.
No, it's the opposite. you're taking the message in the negative, and the message is move. Your feet are giving you problems because you're not moving forward.
Energetically.
Well, if you're not moving forward energetically, you're not moving forward.
Okay.
Everything, guys, everything starts in your energy. You know that, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what chaos is holding you back?
You know it. Yes.
Okay, well, don't let it.
Hard.
You've got to create you.
Right. It's just I've been so bogged down with being sick and a broken toe and no cars. And
yes, because it's all about I can't get where I'm going because of them. Your feet, your cars, all of it. You've got to extricate yourself from whomever is holding you back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't just hear it now. Take action. You bet. Okay. Oh, Melinda in L.A. You're on, babe.
Hey, Dee.
Hi,
so
babe.
I woke up today, and I thought, hi. I woke up today, and I thought, oh, I'm going to call Dee with my money question. And then I heard your introduction for the show about the physical things, like the guy who walked into the tree. And I went, oh, man, maybe that's why I called. I'm supposed to tell you about this new little physical tick I have.
Yes, that's why you called. Which also has to do with your money, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll just kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
So I would say a few months ago, maybe several months ago, I started having this really weird, I'll just call it a tick, like this urge to blow air through my lips and make that like motorboat noise, like go like a horse.
Yeah.
And it's like this itch on my back I can't do. And like sometimes I have to do it in public, so I just like put my hand over my mouth and do it. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Okay.
It's very strange.
Yep, that's exactly what we're talking about, these weird manifestations. And when I say that tick that you're using with your mouth,
mm-hmm.
is there a disease? Is there a sickness? Is there any mental problems? No, I keep getting that you need to integrate your brain and your heart, and you need to integrate, the brains and the hearts of all your higher selves.
Okay. Because
so
I wake up every day and I say, I direct my heart to open front and back and merge with my whole brain. I do say that every day.
Okay. And the best way I can explain it, guys, is there's a huge cosmic integration that is going on and attempting to complete itself right now. Do you understand?
Yeah,
it's not just us in our little bodies and our little worlds here. A lot of what's going on with us is representing the cosmic attempt to integrate what they're saying is a huge, huge step forward in the development of mankind and saving this world and especially this planet. And a lot of information came on in Creation Station about how literally this planet is asking us to save it. That
wow.
It is to each of our individual creation. And that the planet itself is saying it's up to us. But we knew that.
Right.
We know that the creation mm-hmm. of us goes out into the creation of everything. What the whole weekend of CS was about was this amazing expansion and understanding of how all energy is working together. It was unbelievable what we learned in that weekend. So not only are you integrating your brain and heart, you are integrating mm-hmm. the brains and hearts of all energy.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, guys, we are directing the integration of the brain and the heart of God.
Mm.
So just sit with that for a minute. Because at the very end of Creation Station, they said, wait, there's a higher word than God. And it was energy. And what we've always said, everything is energy. That's all there is. Energy's everywhere. Energy's everything. It's omniscient. It's omnipresent. And what, isn't that the definition of God? But God has become a limiting term to many, many mm-hmm. people. Energy
wow, yes.
is open. Okay, so go ahead, Melinda.
Good. No, that really – so when I have – if I have this urge to blow air through my lips, what can I do just for the whole?
Well, first thing I'm hearing is give yourself permission to do it.
Oh, okay. Just so much
yeah.
Okay.
And then go, okay, mm-hmm. I did it. It's over. Now I am directing all energy to merge with me and create, what do we create? Peace, joy, and love. Those are the words they're giving me, Melinda.
Peace, joy, and love. Got it. Okay. And then would this also be true recently? I don't know if it's just like the new subconscious. I'm having what psychologists would refer to as an intrusive thought. And I personally know that I am God and I choose my thoughts. So because I know that, I don't really freak out when I have them. I let them go. But
that's why we're here on this plane learning to live consciously. You know, guys,
okay.
I have thoughts come in all the time and I go, okay, caught you that time. Right?
Yeah. Right.
This is not the thought that's going to get me what I want. But again, they want to emphasize the integration of all of our higher selves in all energy. Right? We want to integrate with all our higher selves. There's four selves in other parallel universes that are equal to us. There's none that are lower, interestingly enough. That's still a true statement. But we want to merge with the higher God selves of who we are.
Right.
Okay,
and
that
great.
Just
this
means
is huge.
All energy. It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge weekend. Huge weekend. Okay?
This is wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you. Like when I woke up, I consciously did not know this was going to be my question for you until you started talking at the top of the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm calling because of my
yeah.
motorboat thing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well,
so thank you.
That's how it works. Melinda, we know that. That's why I say to you, sometimes they'll tell you to go to a doctor, and the doctor will know some other piece of information that's the answer that you're looking for.
Right.
You have to follow the breadcrumbs. On this plane, you have to follow the breadcrumbs. Sometimes.
Well, I'm good. Well, I'm happy I followed the breadcrumbs this morning, so thank you, Dee.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, Melinda. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Ah, I knew it was going to be like this. Deborah in Missouri. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Yes, I was at a funeral, and I was at the funeral parlor, and I was in the front row, and there was a person behind me talking to me, and so I was sitting sideways instead of stood up or whatever. And when I was sitting there, I must have leaned in, and I hit this hard part on the chair, and I felt a pain, and it was my lower rib, and then on my left side, and then it goes kind of up a little bit and then down on the back of my rib. And I was just kind of wondering, what energetically does that all mean?
Basically, they're saying, just go get an adjustment, Deborah. You just knock something cattywampus. When I say there's anything energetic, but I want to go back to the funeral. Were you aware that you saw, was it a man? Was it a man in a casket?
No, it was my husband's, my husband's mother.
Okay, well then that takes us into a whole, there was some male spirit who was trying to get your attention. Whoa. Flying my pendulum is doing the helicopter thing. Okay, so that's kind of partly how he got your attention, because you kept talking to this other person and he wanted your attention. He's recently passed over. Do you know who it is?
A male spirit. No, not offhand.
Is it a relative? No, it's not a relative. It's a friend.
Friend. Okay.
Recently,
well, the only
like
one I...
Left...
Recently, well, there's a person that passed away like a year ago. That was a guy.
Yeah, like in the last 5 years, they're saying. Is that coming through? Okay. All right. So he's got something he needs to tell you. Welcome to Conscious Creation. All right, Sheets. But give me a song, please.
A song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. His message to you is, do it now. Do you know what he's talking about? You have an idea. You have an idea. And you barely know you have this idea. But it's something that you have an idea to create or invent or move on. He's saying, do it now. And he was trying very hard to get your attention that day. So
Is it mediumship?
What?
Is it mediumship?
That's the right question. That's the highest answer. Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Yeah, because there was... So it's mediumship.
Yes. Move on it now. He's going to help you.
Going to help me. Okay. Okay. Does he give you a name?
What do you mean?
Well, who he is? I mean, you said within 5 years.
Well, you know who he is.
I know,
you know who he is. Okay. So, you know, that's a question that you ask when you're in doubt. You're not in doubt.
Okay.
You know.
I know, right, because somebody took my water and threw it, too.
Yeah, okay, well, he couldn't get your attention then, so he said, all right, I'll make her rib go out, so she'll have to call Dee, and then they'll get to it. it's pretty crazy, guys. But
yeah.
Start being aware in your life, guys. The more aware you are, the more answers you get. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Deborah. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Robin in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cake.
Hi. My question is, I lost my smell and taste in January, and I wanted to know, is it ever going to come back?
Okay, so hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? They're saying you didn't, but you believe you did, and so you're creating the manifestation of that. Now, that's interesting. So, you know, the power of our minds and the power of suggestion is incredibly strong, guys. When one of these people told me about their feet starting to tingle and then what happened to them, the next 5 days my feet tingled because that suggestion got planted in me. So the channel is saying, okay, everybody's balanced, anybody switched. This is the highest information and understanding. The channel is saying it's not really possible for you to lose your taste and your smell. And because the experts have told us that, we have bought into that. So they would like you to start getting up every day and saying, wow, I love tasting everything and I love smelling everything. Wow, it's so awesome. And think of all the great things you love to taste and smell. Because right now your whole focus is on, which means your whole definition of yourself is, I am a person who can't smell or taste, which is a continuing direction to your energy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm as surprised about that answer as you are, by the way. But I'm still getting it's the highest and most correct. So I would like you to keep me posted, like, give it about a week of redirection and feeling the love into tasting and smelling. Spend some time going to the zero point around everything you love to taste and smell. Okay?
Okay, great. Can I ask you one more question,
all right,
too?
Yes.
Okay, so I keep seeing repeating numbers every day, like all day, and I was wondering, what does that mean?
Well, what numbers do you see repeating?
I see 1111.
Well, that's
one,
divine
one,
love.
1111.
Anything with 111111 is the divine. Okay. So you
are being called
to be your divine God self, which means your brain, your heart must be integrated on all levels with all energy. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Yep. You're
okay.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to Miss Vicki in Florida. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hey, dear. I am back from beautiful California and still integrating everything.
Yeah,
I really
I
feel
know.
Hard for California. Huh?
I said,
what's that?
I know, still integrating.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm on my cell, and I know there's a little bit of a delay. I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah. California is a pretty special place. Yep.
It is. I wasn't expecting to fall so hard for it. I stayed at my niece's for a while in Aliso Viejo, gorgeous area, beautiful. And your neighborhood, wow, that is beautiful, all that foliage and your trees, everything, just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Have it here in Florida, but there's something else about, I think it's so established there.
It's the energy,
I don't know.
What they're saying is it's the energy of freedom.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
That intensifies the foliage and the beauty?
Well, sure, because it intensifies the energy you feel
when
you're here.
Okay.
And so everything blossoms more. But now they want me to ask about the drought and the lack of water. It has to do with, no, what that has, that's the highest thing. Hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switched? I got to check all, because we're dealing with some big stuff today. They're saying the drought is caused because everybody loves sunny California so much that they have forgotten that they need the balance of rain to keep sunny California, sunny California.
Oh my God.
Never rains in sunny California. Well, we have to shift our perspective and say, yes, bring in the rain so we can keep the beauty of where we're living. But it comes back to that balance again, guys.
Well, you were doing that for a while, remember, Dee? You were claiming rain.
Every day.
Every day
I do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, more Californians can do it too, I guess. Everybody can do it, but.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
All of you can do it.
You can do it too. Yeah.
I am California and big rain and love and joy.
Oh.
I do it in my meditation every day. And I feel love around it.
Okay. Well, I will add to that because I really love California. I didn't expect to. Even the traffic didn't bother me that much. So.
Well. We know, see, living here, the traffic gets to us, but we put up with it because it takes us to the freedom that we have to live in out here.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I have a couple things that I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just have a couple things that I forgot to ask. While I was there in class in the creation station.
Yes.
And it's just about a few things that are on the list that I've always, whenever I've energy tested and they've come up, I'm not clear on what they mean.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so one of them is the word star in the list.
Yeah. Well, we are star energy. We literally broke off from the one energy, and we, at that moment, went, oh, I'm separate. But we didn't know that we were breaking off within the whole.
Okay.
So that's why I have on my refrigerator a picture of that star going, I just found a very, very old picture of you?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. And the other one is, I think I know this one, but mirror beliefs. Would you talk about that just a little? Mirror beliefs.
Mirror beliefs?
Believe, yes.
Mirror. What, is that on the sheet?
Yeah, it's number 47 on sheet 2, page 7.
Hold on. I got my special ones that LaVon made me. It's number on page 2? Sheet 2?
No, page 2. Sheet 2, page 7, number 47.
Okay, well, maybe these sheets are, I'm not going to take time to find it here. So what's the highest explanation of mirror? Well, they're talking about beliefs on other planes.
Okay.
When I say on this plane, no. But if mirror beliefs, like all of our other selves, you see, if we're working with four higher selves that are on the same level as we are, they're going to mirror our beliefs.
Oh.
We want to work with the four higher selves that are more ascended than we are, and they are us, and they have allowed themselves to remember the higher aspects that we are learning now to remember. So we want to mirror their higher beliefs instead of mirroring the beliefs we have on this plane.
Beautiful. That really ties into everything.
Most correct, most complete. It sure does. That's actually an extenuation of what we learned in Creation Station. And they just said, and it's just going to keep going, so just be ready. All right. I'm moving on, Peggy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye.
You bet. Oh, my goodness gracious. Did we even know? All right, let me see. I'm on my computer. So, Aaron in Colorado. Whoops, now you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I called in last week, and you gave me a great exercise to do of writing down my own advice to myself, wrote it down as elements or statements, muscle tested, got great information, and I emailed all of that to you.
Oh, you did? Well, I've
did
been traveling a lot. I haven't seen it, Erin, but thank you.
Right, no, I
figured
you had. Yes. Yes, and I keep getting that what's going on for me and my issues go back to the belief that was highlighted last week, which was core belief number 20, abandoning myself, and I'm wondering if there's any additional statement or...
No, you
pointing.
Got it. You just have to mirror the higher belief now that when I value myself, I always celebrate myself, come through for myself, acknowledge myself in every way.
Great.
That's the belief you want to mirror.
Thank you so
much.
You
know, you are so welcome, and you're right on. You're right on, Erin. So just keep doing it, baby. Okay?
Great.
Just keep doing
it.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You bet. All right. I only have time for one more, guys, because I have to get back to my table. Jean Marie, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Dee. I'm amazed at the topic today. When I meditated this morning with eyes shut, I saw the strangest faces, one after another. I've never seen anything like it. They didn't look human. And you started talking at the beginning of the program about these entities.
Well, let's call them energies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, don't be surprised, guys, that you will be contacted by other energy now because you're opening yourself up to it. Don't be afraid of it. You've asked for it. So just say, what am I supposed to learn? What do you want to teach me? If it's positive and it comes from love, then you know you're on the right track. If there's anything negative or uneasy about it, you're not. That's the way you tell. If no information that is negative or scary or damaging in any way ever comes from the higher source, ever.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it was weird. I've never experienced that before during meditation.
Well, that's a different thing, Jean. That's a different thing. That it's weird because it's different, and you're not used to it, right?
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's scary unless you perceive it that way. Just say, what do you want? You know, what do you want? What do you want me to know?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I just kind of ignored it and.
No,
whatever.
Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it because we've asked it. We've asked it now to integrate with us.
Okay.
So, you know, just know, guys, that anything you're asking to integrate with your heart and your brain is divine love. It's a higher knowing of divine love. Just and direct it that way. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right, baby. All right, guys.
Love you.
Let's say it loud and let's say it proud. Come on. I love me. I love me. Oh, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.